Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Career 360, hosted by Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Well, lifelong learning has been recognized and supported as one of the most significant competencies that people must possess by employers, academic organizations, and the public at large. Well, Singapore has been championing the cause for lifelong learning, continuous education, and upskilling since 2015. And last year, Deputy Prime Minister Tharman Shanmugaratnam emphasized the importance of the workforce continuously deepening their skills and picking up new ones to ensure Singapore stays competitive. Well, as healthcare is an ever-changing field of practice with advances of medicine, new treatment options and models of care, will we find out the value of lifelong learning through the healthcare career from Dr. Dean Koh, Senior Consultant, Colorectal Surgeon and Director at the Colorectal Clinic Associates, and Swan Ng, Senior Manager for APAC Professional Education at Johnson & Johnson. Welcome to the studio. First question we want to check out with you guys, how is the rapid pace of a medical and a health tech advancement necessitating the need for upskilling in this industry?
I think with the advancements in technology and science, medicine is not spared from the rapid growth in information. As doctors, we are actually fairly swamped in our own specialties. From a personal point of view, I can barely keep up with my subspecialty, much less general medicine per se. So yes, we face the same challenges that a lot of other industries face.
Yeah, we all know Singapore is well renowned for our healthcare system. So in order to maintain our competitive edge, the medical community has to continue to keep up with the rapid advances in medicine, treatment options, surgical techniques, for example. And, you know, therefore, the healthcare professionals has to embark on a continuous learning journey to ensure their knowledge and skills stays relevant to continue delivering safe and effective patient care. So, and that is the exact purpose of what the Johnson & Johnson Institute does. We actually train 125,000 healthcare professionals globally in a year. So we train them on safe and effective use of our medical devices.
Well, healthcare is definitely becoming ever more challenging in its complexities. So are patients and their families' expectations for the highest possible quality care at its highest right now? I mean, a friend of mine used to say that in the past, when he went to see a doctor, he would just take the advice from the doctors. But these days, when he gets home, he will go Google, he'll go read stuff. So sometimes, does it make it harder to demand the quality of the services?
Oh, certainly. I think as the population becomes more educated and information is more widely available with the internet explosion, we find ourselves having not only to be prescriptive in our the way we manage patients, we actually have to be a little bit more persuasive and help to direct them towards the right information because there's a wealth of information there. A lot of them like to consult what we call Dr. Google. Okay. So they get a lot of their information from there. Mm-hmm. But we all know that some are true, some are not true, some are not corroborated. So we have to actually give them our professional advice, and we ourselves have to keep up with what is out there, including what may not be true, so that we can actually advise them accordingly.
Sure. Well, much emphasis is placed on the importance of continuous learning. Is this no longer an option for healthcare practitioners, but a requirement to kind of stay relevant and continue to provide safe, effective patient care?
Well, I'll just add from the medical point, it is already mandatory. The healthcare authorities, Ministry of Health, the Singapore Medical Council, already mandates that all medical practitioners need to undergo continuous medical education. There are guidelines, there are benchmarks, there are targets to meet for us to even be allowed to practice.
We also organize Global Education Council to get insights from the doctors to find out, you know, what is the latest trends that we need to focus on. And we continue to improve our courses and educational offerings to help to, you know, improve patient care.
What is the importance of a collaboration between academia and a wider medical industry in advancing the healthcare sector? Any thoughts on this?
Yeah, I believe the collaboration between the healthcare professionals as well as the wider medical community, it's vital to identify what the gaps are amidst of all these trends that we have. And then with the clinical expertise of our healthcare professionals and innovative product and innovations from Johnson & Johnson, like a medical company, we can continue to address these gaps and, improve the standard of care for our patients.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Dr. Dean Koh, Senior Consultant Colorectal Surgeon and Director at Colorectal Cleaning Associates, and Swan Ng, Senior Manager for APAC Professional Education over at Johnson & Johnson, right here on Money FM 89.3. Well, tell us more about the role of continued medical training and education in improving patients' outcomes. What else can you tell us?
I think, you know, it's just like your phone gets newer and newer, smaller and smaller. From a surgical point of view, the instruments get better and more advanced in terms of the usability, how dexterous they are, and the energy sources that we use in surgery. So different from 50 years ago, where it was just a scalpel and knife and scissors. Nowadays, you have a whole wealth of options available. So we have to work continuously with industry because they are the ones that are manufacturing these products. And I think no man is an island. And if we are going to get the instruments that will help us, we have to continually interact with industry such as Johnson & Johnson.
So I'll just give an example of, you know, a Johnson & Johnson Institute initiated symposium where we, you know, get together, you know, specialized few specialists across the whole specialty. And then what we do is we focus on, you know, discussing on the complications of colorectal surgery might bring about. And then through discussions, we talk about patient management, we talk about surgical techniques and also other research topics. This will help to, you know, elevate the standard of care as well.
And how would you advise healthcare learning managers incorporate and promote a stronger focus on learning?
So personally, I believe having an inquisitive mind and trying to always wanting to know what and how definitely helps to drive that passion for education. And that's the reason why I'm doing medical education. And also it's very important that we continue to engage our healthcare professionals, get in the field and get insights from them on what's missing, you know. And we continue to improve our educational offerings, bearing in mind that there are different levels, different groups of people that we train, so they have different training needs and also the different learning styles. We have to, you know, accommodate and adapt to these different learning styles in order to improve information retention.
Dr. Koh, you want to add anything?
Yeah, I think we have different needs depending on how savvy the doctors are. Certainly, even in our line, you can see the younger ones being a lot more tech savvy and very comfortable with simulators, virtual reality trainers. And then, of course, you have the more senior surgeons who are more comfortable with the usual box and sticks. And
a little bit more conservative.
That's right. That's right. They are probably less comfortable with virtual reality. So it's good that industry recognizes these differences and they engage the doctors differently. Nowadays, I know Johnson & Johnson, they even developed apps that you can use on the phone that you can do training and education on. So these are really convenient and just makes it a lot easier for us surgeons and doctors.
And how should learning options differ according to the generations in the workforce? As you mentioned, Dr. Wallach, about millennials, the young generation, how should learning options differ? Do you cater to different generations in the workforce?
I think that's a great point that Dr. Koh has brought up earlier, that there are different groups of people that we train and we have to make sure that we are catering to what they need. So, for example, like the senior doctors, they prefer more hands-on. They want tactility in their hands. So we do have a lot of hands-on workshop and more face-to-face symposiums. Whereas for the younger learners, the millennial learners, we design like, you know, learning on go. So they are able to access the online training modules, you know, on their mobile phones or mobile devices. And not forgetting, actually, another group of healthcare professionals that we train are the nurses. You know, they are as important as the doctors who
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we do have workshops for them, put them in a simulated OR environment and go through, you know, and train and upskill them as well. So yes, we do. And interestingly, we do have a virtual reality, like a goggles, to train orthopedic surgeons and general surgeons as well.
Okay, Dr. Koh, anything to add?
I think you can imagine what's going to come with the HoloLens from Microsoft. And all these, personally experienced that. I think it's phenomenal what technology can do to help with training, because again, it's you can train a lot more people at a shorter period of time than to have each individual going through one station.
Well, Dr. Dean Koh, Senior Consultant, Colorectal Surgeon and Director at the Colorectal Cleaning Associates, and Swan Ng, Senior Manager for APAC Professional Education at Johnson & Johnson. Thank you very much for coming into the studio.
Thank you
very much, Bernard.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.